9% of all Americans are alcoholics or alcohol abusers, according to a government study on the treatment of alcoholism. Alcoholism is so serious, the National Institutes of Health has spent $27 million to identify the best ways to help alcoholics quit drinking. And the surprising result, therapy, based on the Alcoholics Anonymous 12-step model, works as well as any other psychotherapy. And for some people, 12-step programs work best. Dr. Enoch Gordas is the director of the National Institute on Alcoholic Abuse and Alcoholism, which supervised the study. It is the most comprehensive investigation of its kind ever conducted. He joins us by telephone from his office in Rockville, Maryland. First of all, Dr. Gordas, could you tell us what it is about 12-step type programs that works best for some people?
The 12-step program, which is, of course, mostly identified now with Alcoholics Anonymous, encourages the patient to go through a series of steps. It regards alcoholism as a disease, and the patient is not at fault for having a character defect, and the patient is encouraged to work together with other patients within the AA movement in order to recover.
You also tested therapies in which you try to give people strategies to cope with the circumstances which lead them to drink, and you found that that worked pretty well.
That's right. The second of our therapy was the so-called cognitive behavioral approach, which comes from the whole tradition of learning theory and psychology. And the philosophy of this approach is that abusive drinking is a learned response to life stresses, and that the way to get better from this is to unlearn these habits of drinking in response to stress and to have alternate plans for dealing with them as they come up.
And then the other method you looked at was helping people to look within themselves for the resources to quit drinking, which you also found was effective.
That's right. That's called motivational enhancement. And unlike the AA 12-step approach, where patients are sort of guided and instructed to work through the AA steps, and unlike the cognitive behavioral one, where they're giving a kind of a lesson plan and recipes for dealing with stressful situations, the motivational enhancement arm of therapy did neither. It tapped into the patient's own motivation for change and encouraged that side of the patient's motivations so the patient would go out and find his or her own way to recover. But there was neither instruction nor inspiration here.
Now, the whole idea was based on the premise that if you could correctly identify the reasons why people drink, you could match them to the appropriate therapy and help them to stop drinking.
Yes, there was a good deal of evidence before this research began from smaller research programs and from the recommendations of the Institute of Medicine, for example, that we could increase the efficiency of treatment if we typed them according to certain personality and behavioral characteristics and matched them to one of these three arms of treatment, which were very different in their philosophy and therefore could be handled in a very distinct way. By and large, this prediction did not work out. The patients did about the same in all three arms of treatment, and they were all reasonably effective.
So if you found somebody who had a religious bent, you would sort of theorize that 12-step programs would work for them, or somebody whose everybody in their whole industry went out to drink every night, you figured that cognitive therapy would work for them, and none of that happened.
By and large, what you're saying is correct. Those kinds of reasonable hypotheses were not borne out by the results of the study.
So, Dr. Gordas, is the glass half empty or half full? I mean, what you found here is that you can't seem to pick a particularly effective way of treating an individual person, but on the other hand, all the ways you tried worked pretty well.
Well, I think one can say the glass is both half empty and half full. I agree with that completely. The good thing is that the drinking behavior of all the patients in all three arms of treatment improved markedly once they got into the treatment. I think this study has brought behavioral therapies to its finest level of analysis. I think the future now lies in looking to the new sciences of neuroscience and genetics to understand the brain mechanisms in craving and relapse, which will permit us to develop new pharmacological therapies which will complement the behavioral therapies which have been traditional.
Dr. Enoch Gordas is the director of the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, which is part of the National Institutes of Health. He talked to us by telephone from his office in Rockville, Maryland.